From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says if the conflicting parties in Syria halt all violence as agreed, it could be a first step towards ending the chaos there. Zlatica Hoke has more.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the violence in South Sudan, telling the country's president the government must step in and protect the people.
My message to the leaders of South Sudan is clear. Put peace above politics. Pursue compromise. Overcome obstacles. Establish the transitional government of national unity. And do not delay.
On his fourth trip to Juba on Thursday, Ban also announced the UN is allocating $21 million in protection and relief funds for South Sudan. Rebel leader Riek Machar and South Sudan President Salva Kiir signed a peace deal in August, agreeing to run a unity government for 30 months before holding elections. Despite those moves towards solidarity, fighting continues in many parts of South Sudan. This is VOA News. Iranians have begun voting in parliamentary elections in the first national election since last year's historic nuclear agreement that lifted some international sanctions in exchange for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. The outcome of the vote could be interpreted as a comment on the level of support for the policies of President Hassan Rouhani, who's up for re-election next year. Most reformist candidates, however, have been barred from participating in the election. Elsewhere, in election news in the U.S., the latest debate among Republican candidates for president on Thursday turned into a shouting match as the candidates tackled issues including illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and the transparency of candidates' tax records. As the questioning began, it was frontrunner Donald Trump's rivals who had a shared agenda of attacking his credibility. Observers believe Tuesday's primaries could reshape the Republican field depending on the outcomes. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is taking a lead over Senator Bernie Sanders into Saturday's South Carolina primary before Democrats in 11 states head to the polls on Tuesday. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The proposed sanctions would make all exported cargo subject to inspection and halt imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
These sanctions, if adopted, would send an unambiguous and unyielding message to the DPRK regime. The world will not accept your proliferation.
Power presented the resolution Thursday after 7 weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, North Korea's closest ally. The Migrant Offshore Aid Station, the MOAS, an organization credited with rescuing 13,000 migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea, says it's launching a new mission in Southeast Asian waters to help Rohingya refugees. The operation is in and near the Andaman Sea, and it will use a ship as well as a pair of long-range drones to find vessels that may be transporting refugees or migrants. The World Rohingya Organization has stated that it believes as many as 200,000 Rohingya may attempt to leave Myanmar this year. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees estimated that 170,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar and Bangladesh since 2012. The perilous journey can take weeks or months if they arrive at all. Apple has filed a motion in court asking a federal magistrate to reverse her order that the company helped the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.